Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 27th. The grains closed mix with December corn, down 3.5 cents at 4.51. November beans down 6 cents at 9.12 1/4, and September wheat up 1/4 at 5.46 3/4. They threw the kitchen sink at this bean market. I'd never seen anything oversold as badly as the beans were during the day. The RSI on a 5-minute chart got down to 7 or 8. I can't remember the last time it was that low. And then we did bounce a good 6 cents after that. But I think the pros are just trying to shake out the week longs in this market before the report tomorrow and before we get to the 4th of July holiday. You know, in my opinion, this market hasn't put in 5 cents worth of premium if we were to turn hot and dry. This whole rally hasn't been about hot and dry. It's been about cold and wet. And if this weather does change and turn on a dime, which it has done many times in the past, and we go hot and dry now, we're going to have a mess out here. So I believe the pros are going to look to buy a knee-jerk lower reaction to this report. I don't think anybody's going to believe it. And I think the pros would love to buy, you know, new crop beans somewhere around $9 or $8.90. I think they want to buy December corn around $4.40. And even if we knee-jerk it lower, I don't know that we're going to close down there. I think once the report's out of the way, we're going to see people step up and buy this, not believing the report, unless the report just happens to be bullish, which I find it hard to believe. The numbers are as of June 1st, and I don't think the USDA is going to do much. Looks like they're going to try to reduce the corn acres. 5 to 6 million is the average guess. Bean acres, pretty much the same, which I think is a joke. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I think we can see higher prices out here. But we got to get through tomorrow. If we could close strong tomorrow, then we have the president and the summit over the weekend. If they come out and the president says, oh, this was a great meeting, we did great things here, and we're very close to a deal, and da-da-da-da-da, and there's actually not a deal signed or agreed upon, this market will not take that well. If we do see a definite deal done, then I think regardless of what we do tomorrow, the grains are going to start to move higher again. So hopefully we'll get something positive on the reports. We'll get something positive from the president over the weekend. And then, hopefully we can get some bullish input on the weather again and send this thing higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.